Plate and box.
Hey everybody, thanks for coming back. Let me turn that shit down. Thanks for coming back to us. Tonight on the show, we're going to be meeting the world's first 83-year-old game designer. EA pulled a bold move at E3, if you haven't heard. And are we one step closer to the Matrix?
Yes.
Well, a tiny step.
No, man, you can take that red pill, show up.
Yes. Tiny steps. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. This is VG Times 3, and with me, as usual, Max Barracuda.
What up?
And Mr. Giant Shock.
What's good, yeah?
All right. So what are you boys playing this week? Let's dive into it.
I wanted to try to play something new, but I ended up just playing Fallout all goddamn week.
You and I are in the same boat, my friend, because I'm desperately trying to beat this game while savoring it.
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting for Far Cry Primal.
Far Cry Primal will take me out of this Fallout universe. But
nothing I hate worse than playing two games like that.
Yeah.
Two in-depth games.
A lot of time. And you can't just rush through Fallout. It's too much.
I know.
Every time I discover a building, I'm equal parts excited and kind of bummed that this will be the next hour of
my day.
I'm just
tapping A.
Oh, every time they talk?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it gets a little lengthy, these conversations.
Some of them, yeah. But right now, my character is jacked up and super powered, so.
I made the mistake of putting my endurance all the way up, mm-hmm. because I saw at the bottom, I don't want to get too in-depth in it, at the bottom they had that rads count as health.
Oh, in the skill tree?
Yeah. So I figured, oh, I'll get that. I won't have to rely on these purified waters, like, desperately.
Right.
And you still, it does heal you, but you still get the rads, people. Like, it still lowers. I thought I was going to be like Superman.
Right. Just turning your weakness into
in
strength.
In retrospect, it was a bit optimistic for it, but
I wanted it. You got to level up your carrying power, so mm-hmm. you don't have to go wander back and forth.
Put some pockets. Those metal pockets.
Do you use companions?
I do.
Who's your guy?
I like the dog, man. Dog meat.
See, I like using one of the humans who could carry shit for you.
Okay.
And then you get
Dogmeat can carry stuff.
Yeah, but then you get their quest.
It's a little unrealistic.
He's the only one who doesn't have a storyline.
Like, not true. Valentine, I bring my man Valentine every once in a while.
Nick's good people.
He's good. If you can call him a person, he's cool.
Yeah. I use Piper.
All right.
Because she gets all hot and bothered when I cut a guy's head off.
She friend zones you pretty quick, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Me and Piper.
Oh, you guys are getting steamy? She friend zoned me. She put me in the box.
I get a perk every time I sleep with her.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right.
And you get the Lover's Embrace perk.
Nice. Very nice. Giant, what are you playing this week?
I finished Pocket Morty's. I broke the...
Really? You got with Piper? That's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
She friend zoned me.
And Kate.
Sorry. Anyway.
Oh, well. Yeah, I finished Pocket Morty's. Broke the game when I accidentally made a Morty that was 78 overall rating, and usually at that point, I'm fighting shit that's like 20. So it was just like, yeah, one attack dead. So.
And you beat the entire game like that?
Yeah.
And nothing ever touched at level 78?
No.
Nothing?
Not even close.
When I got here, I noticed you downstairs playing the new Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
The newer Assassin's Creed.
Started playing that.
Not that one came out.
It's pretty cool, man. I haven't played the ones in the middle, like from when Ezio stopped, like the revolutionary ones.
Black Flag's the pinnacle of the.
I put it out on the Revolutionary War one.
That was a weak one.
I didn't.
Connor.
Connor was not a likable guy.
He was all right. He just didn't have a lot of flavor.
He was emo.
Edward. Edward was the guy.
Edward's the shit.
There's a YouTube series, I forget, and I want to give the guy credit, but there's a YouTube series where he dubs over all the talking points or all the cutscenes in that game, and it's very funny. Obviously,
like a bad lip reading?
Job. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's very funny.
And then this week, DLC came out for the WWE game, WWE 2K16, and you finally got Samoa Joe in the WWF game.
Oh, I've been waiting for him.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, Samoa Joe. Yeah. I don't care.
Drop the balloons.
That Los Matadores and Blake and Murphy, they're, you know, they get all their moves too, so it was a good.
That's cool, I guess, man. All right, I'm joking around.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You
that's
know, like, I know you don't watch it, but they're, you know, it was pretty good DLC.
So that's like four people I don't know.
Yeah.
All
right.
All right, so like I said, I have been playing Fallout 4. Not much else this week, unfortunately.
Well, what else do you need? It's the greatest.
No. Well, Lego Avengers came out this week.
Yeah, those are always good.
They're fun.
I love Lego games. They're fun. Go back to just one. Like, come on.
It's a good girl game. Like, and by that I mean couples game. It's a good game for me to play with my
lady. Not a big gamer can dive right into those.
I mean, dude, what about Marvel Universe 2? How about that instead of just the Avengers?
Oh yeah, well, Marvel Universe, Lego Universe was awesome.
I mean, how could you go back to just?
For some reason, Ultimate Alliance popped in my head, and I was like, yeah. I mean, two already came out, but yeah, sequels to those, yeah.
I could go for another one of those.
I was like, I could go back to that, yeah.
Because, you know, you had every Marvel character pretty much ever, and then, you know, it's hard to go back to just the Avengers.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
Is it just the core team in that game, or do you get
looks like it. Haven't gotten it yet, but looks like it. Target right now is having all new games that were $60, now $40, and it's a buy one, get one. So
that's pretty good.
You know, $80 for, what, $180 worth of games, that's not bad. Nah. I think I'll be going for it.
May have to do that.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's get into the news. News team assemble! Good news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard. Hit the B square!
I warn everyone right now, I want to give all these stories the respect they deserve, but I did come up with one hell of a quiz. I always get excited about these audio quizzes because obviously we're on radio and makes me feel good, makes me feel like I did my job. But I'll try and give these some time. The first one, I did want to go over the world's first 83-year-old game designer. Any guesses?
Any guesses?
Yeah.
I mean,
Miyamoto.
Who's the first person to ever make a video game? That guy.
No. You're wrong. It's Donald Rumsfeld, of course.
Donald Rumsfeld?
Yeah. Former United States Defense Secretary.
I was going to say, under Bush.
Yeah.
He's making video games. I think Donald Rumsfeld.
Like more like
that guy knows how to party.
I might have to change. Last week I asked the question, we'll be going over later in the show, who you think of when you think of video games. What's a first human face?
Colin Powell. Rumsfeld's a close second.
I mean, all this week has been Rumsfeld. I might have to change my answer.
Is the game just like a drone-based game where you fly up into like some...
Nobody would know it like him. But no, it's called Churchill Solitaire. It's based on a, of course, history's most recognizable Prime Minister of England. We all know Churchill. Mm-hmm. And
there's a dog in this house by that name.
Yeah, we got a bully in the house. So Churchill Solitaire is a different version of Solitaire. I haven't played it yet. It is free on iOS, so I probably will be picking it up. Apparently, it's modeled after a specific solitaire game that Churchill invented, supposedly, in World War II. And he used it to stay sharp on
Following the stratagem.
Yeah, stratagems.
Step one.
Instead of playing.
They were very wishy-washy on whether he actually invented it or not.
Right.
Items you'll need a big bottle of scotch, cigar, and a deck of cards.
You definitely need a bowler cap
yeah.
to play.
And no broads.
No.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
No, yeah.
It's a gentleman's game.
Yes. Anyway, it's free to play. You can, however, purchase hints and undos. Undos being notoriously unfair in solitaire versions. So, doom on you if you actually do that. All right, it's cool. I mean, it's all right.
It's out there.
So
it's a thing.
The funny part about this is that he had absolutely nothing to do with it, rather than just the designer said that he showed up, he explained how it worked, and then he'd send them all sorts of recorded little tidbits from him, like, oh yeah, we did this, and then they have to change it. But that was really what he did. Like, he's the world's first designer to actually just kind of phone in. Oh, yeah, this was cool, but I forgot to tell you about this, so redo it.
Right.
All the money that they do get for the little hints and whatnot does go to charity. They said on the website, but didn't specify which charity.
Yeah. It's... Why even put it in at all?
I don't know.
The microtransactions.
I don't know, because everything...
Even if you're trying to be kind of, you know, benevolent about it, it's still just...
Because the app-based games just have them like written in their coding, and it's easier to just leave them in than take them out.
I guess so. They got some base model they follow.
Yeah.
Well, you could buy Churchill bucks. Yay. Yeah, right.
Speaking of microtransactions, we all remember the story 3 weeks ago of the guy who spent roughly $8,000 on FIFA when his son was purchasing microtransactions within the game
yep.
and claiming, if anyone can see those air quotations, claiming he did not know that he was actually buying stuff and thought that it was a one-time purchase. Anyway, the guy whined. And I'll bring you through the steps. Calls up his credit card company. Credit card company says they can't help you unless, of course, you want to hit your son with a fraud statement, which at that point had to be going through his mind a little bit.
It seems like a viable option.
Okay, what's the next step?
Yeah, yeah. And how would I do that? Can you do that? Are you able to do that? He didn't go that route, though, so he called Xbox, and of course Xbox said...
No.
No. He said no until, of course, they found out that the son was still technically a minor. Full refund. As of January 25th, full refund.
The relationship.
How much did he get refunded back again?
$8,000. I think it was $8,000 and like two, maybe.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money for your son to blow through on FIFA coins. This team must have been boss.
I mean, yeah. I don't even understand how you could have done that, really.
Well, I guess there's like a $20 pack or more, and then
you really got to be just fucking burning through. And if this kid didn't know that he was spending, he's like, "Oh, this game's easy as hell." Just my whole team's Ronaldinho.
Everyone plays the beautiful game on my squad.
It's crazy.
I like to think that, well, not like to think, but I imagine that relationship between father and son is a little strained still.
Oh yeah.
It's got to be. The guy's still whining. I mean, I can't keep on saying he's whining, really.
It's $8,000. I'd whine.
It's $8,000. I would whine, too. But the guy says he still wants this to be a cautionary tale to people. Yeah. How? Yeah. You got your money back, homie.
This isn't the first time I've heard this story anyway.
Yeah, microtransactions happen all the time.
And kids on the mobile games constantly.
I get hit every once in a while for like a $3 game or something like that. And it should be tight. I mean, my daughter's only 5, so she shouldn't be able to do it. You should be able to do it without typing in the code, but somehow she does it. I don't know. Maybe she's got to look at my credit card.
These kids are good with the technology.
I guess. No, well, some of these iOS games for little kids actually just make you answer a random question, like, what's 5 times 11? Oh, good, you got it. So you can download
it.
So
what's the last
now?
4 digits of your dad's social?
Yeah. No, but I think she just keeps at it and just keeps on typing until she gets it. She's like a old man. Speaking of legal battles, the Supreme Court today was hearing Microsoft's appeal over the Xbox lawsuit. There was a class action lawsuit of pissed off gamers claiming that there is a flaw in the system that scratches games.
Yeah, is there?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, what's the statute of limitations for me suing Nintendo for that flaw in that spring that made me shove 2 cartridges in it in the first place?
I could have gotten real sick blowing into those things.
I don't know.
Picking
I mean,
dust.
What do you guys think? You guys think that this should be a deal?
I think these people are entitled and need to shut up.
I mean, you could just buy the game on digitally, you know.
Yeah.
I remember when I got not back then on the 360. But I remember when I got PS1, I think I left Battle Arena Toshiden in too long and it got burnt too, and I was like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I forgot what game it was, but I believe on my 360 it got scratched up.
Yeah, I mean, I've had stuff scratched up by 360, too, but like, you can't put warnings on everything. I guess that's kind of a warning, but, like, I mean, what's next? I'm going to take them to court. Oh, nobody said if somebody grabbed an Xbox 360 unit and threw it off the brownstone, Home Alone 2 style, and hit someone in the head. Nobody said I was going to get hurt.
Exactly.
What do you mean I can't put a grilled cheese in there?
Anyway, Microsoft looks like they're going to weasel out of it by saying that some of the people involved in the class action lawsuit actually tried their own single ones and were already denied.
Mm-hmm. Stop whining.
Yeah, I mean, what about... I think, when I first read that, I was like, oh, Red Rings of Death, here it comes.
No,
it's... But the scratching of games...
It's like, welcome to 2016. Download your game.
Bring it to Play and Trade, at least. I know they have a machine that does it at $2. Anyone who's really that upset about it, where they're going to go to waste the time of the Supreme Court... Call this show up. I'll send you $2.
Damn.
That's a bold claim.
Disclaimer included, of course. What else we got?
I want my $2.
Okay,
$2.
$2.
So here's one. One of my favorite companies, Volition, that does, of course, the Saints Row games, which I love. I personally love.
Those are great.
I'm one of the only people I know who enjoys those more than the game they were parodying of in the beginning.
I like them more, too.
Than Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto.
I do too. They're just fun at this point.
Grand Theft Auto is the Christopher Nolan Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, Saints Row is the Adam West version. And it's just colorful and more fun.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to go Tim Burton in my mind. But yeah. No, all right. I'll go Adam West. It's a little campier.
You get what I'm saying? It's sillier.
It's more insane. And,
it's like
fun. Walking. It doesn't take it. It's like Deadpool.
Yeah. Brian will get this reference. It's if GTA is Walking Dead, Saints Row is Z Nation.
Oh,
they embrace the goofiness. Right.
Yes.
You have a dildo
gun. If GTA is Game of Thrones, Saints Row is Gallivant, which is an excellent show.
Is it?
Excellent's yeah. a stretch.
It's a decent show.
I would say Shannara, right?
Shannara. Yeah.
That'd be like the,
I like that one better.
I didn't watch that shit because I don't watch anything on MTV, but...
It's okay. It's Game of Thrones light. Yeah. Nah, well, it's Lord of the Rings
sexy
light.
Sexy teenagers.
Yeah,
sexy
yeah, yeah.
But not in a good way.
Are we talking like 19 or 18? Or are we talking a little
with
younger?
Varying accents for whatever reason, yeah. But I don't even want to talk about that
Nobody
one.
Nobody could get that shit right.
Anyway, so Saints Row was coming out with a PSP port for Saints Row 2 back in the day, and they scrapped it. They were going to make it its own game. They scrapped that as well because it just wasn't up to snuff. I do like it when I hear... I mean, unfortunately, I don't like hearing wasted time in an industry that one game can make or break a company. But I do like hearing games getting scrapped because they're not up to snuff.
No, that's
better. I do love that.
Definitely better. Show right. some morals.
I'm talking to you, EA.
Yeah. Rushing your bullshit out.
So this week they came out with Saints Row Undercover, which was the game for PSP, but they shot it out for free on PSP.
Yeah. So three people get to play this thing.
No, there's still a following. I wish Victor was here to defend it more thoroughly because he enjoys it, but I mean...
Does he?
Yeah, they do. I mean, Sony, to me, gives up on things too or easy. You know, I had a PSP back in the day, and
Nintendo's got that lock, man. They just got the Nintendo DS. Man.
At this point, you're
Nintendo
not
Nintendo at least doesn't give up on things. I would have said it about Xbox until, of course, the Kinect came out.
Bro,
but
they
for,
need at, to give up on things.
Yeah. At this point, mobile games, you're not going to beat the Nintendo DS and the fucking iPhone. That's all people need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus PSP kind of sucked.
That too.
Well, you know, it hurt my thumbs eventually. You know, they really had to be in tight.
Oh, yeah. I had no control when I was moving it. I was like, this thing.
And in the commercial, he was slipping in and out of pockets. I didn't realize the guy must have been wearing some 90s Jankos or something because that shit was not fitting in my pocket.
No, no. It was way bigger than advertised.
The newer one's a little smaller, but... Anyway, I just wanted to throw out a shout-out to them because I know they all listen. I know the Volition crew loves us. So good for you guys.
What's
man.
Up, fellas?
What's yeah. up, guys?
We appreciate it.
We'll be by sometime, you know. Just I don't want to make a date or anything. Just keep it loose. Okay, so I also want to talk about VR. I know we've talked about VR on the show, and I know it's boring, but a lot of VR shit came out this week. First one was Samsung announced their plans to open a VR movie studio.
Into it.
I'm into it. Samsung's one of those companies that already has a VR unit. I think it's like $100, and you could plug it into your iPhone, which is nice.
Yeah, I don't think
probably your Galaxy.
I don't think John Shaw can look any more sarcastically excited.
Hater of VR.
I mean, it's not 1995, man. It's not exciting to hear about virtual reality.
I've been hearing about it for so long.
It, guys, there's no way we can monetize this and make this cool, bro. We just give up. No way, man. It'll be just like that video amazing when you fucking feel like you're surfboarding down and parachuting and shit. No, it's not going to be anything like that.
Look, man, when Demolition Man becomes a reality, you're going to be eating those words, yeah. All right?
The new thing, I think, is augmented reality. Isn't that what we're going for now?
Augmented, it's cool. VR's cool. It's all cool ideas.
I want it. God damn it, I want it. I've been promised since I was 11. Where is it?
Facebook stole Oculus Rift and
real
it seems
life
like they
sucks.
Just
I want
the
fake
brakes
life.
On it.
It's just not gonna be any good. It's not gonna be very interesting.
Who cares? I had a Virtual Boy.
Ooh, yeah, Virtual Boy set it back a couple of years.
Yeah, I've been burned before, but I'm keeping up that hope.
So anyway, Samsung came out with it. Their plans to open a VR movie studio. Also this week, Apple hired a VR consultant, pretty much on keeping them up to date. I don't know what. That me? I mean, like, I don't understand what that job title means. I mean, I don't know if it was like an extra on Demolition Man, maybe, or something like that. But
what are your qualifications?
It seems like everybody is like waiting on the brink, waiting for somebody to jump over and do it
right
well before they jump into it. I mean, when you hire an expert on something, but still claim that you have no intentions of doing it. I know, Shock. I know. I didn't even want to bring it up because I don't want to have the same argument with you about how it's going to suck.
It's going to suck, man. It's going to be
I don't get why. So Igan.com came up with some crazy ass number. It was like $6 billion will be made on VR this year. Where is it?
I want to be the first one to call it Igan. There's no statistical analysis there.
Where is it?
They're making up numbers.
Does anybody know anybody who has an Oculus?
I know. No, nobody's cardboard. Got that shit, except for developers.
You could get Google Cardboard that costs you like $4.
So what?
That's a makeshift headset.
Yeah, no, I know. Nobody cares. Where is it? Where's the VR? Where are you hiding?
It sucks, bro.
No.
It's no good.
There's hope.
No, there's not.
There's hope.
They haven't done much since the mid-90s. It hasn't gotten really
We thought better. Oculus Rift was going to be our thing. It wasn't. Something else will come along. It's coming. We have nowhere left to go.
I mean, it's got to happen, right? That's the next thing.
As a whole, the whole community should be like, it's over, guys. Let's move on. Make better games.
I guess, man. I mean, you know, like, eventually the pixels are going to give up. I can't be playing on, like, 45,000, you know?
you sound like I did with Kinect and all that.
It does suck, bro. We unplugged it and we rolled it up.
And that's what scared me.
It did suck.
Dude, it's all it is it's never going to be like the Matrix where you're like, I want to learn karate. And then, you know, you're in there just fucking flying around.
I'm not looking for that. No. I mean,
then what the hell are you looking for?
I want a first-person shooter. How hard is it to just put a little motion control on Call of Duty and stick it to the front of my fucking face?
Honestly, if you were in there and you're moving,
I want to walk through Fallout Wastelands.
It probably make you so nauseous to do.
I'm willing to make that.
Maybe
it's emulating
out the ass.
It'll be emulating a radiation sickness. It'll be immersive.
Oh my god. Can you imagine if you get the rads in Fallout and it's got like this stupid like vibrating thing on the side of your head?
Oh, you walk into a pond temples. And your head just starts vibrating.
Oh god!
You know, it'd be great. Like if you have to travel somewhere in Fallout.
No, I'm with Shock now. I don't want
to journey with virtual reality. You're like first person. I can see myself going.
I guess. I mean, it's got to get there, but I don't understand these stats of people like opening up movie studios for movie studios. We don't even have a successful game. We don't even have a successful demo of anything.
I want to make a recommendation. Watch the episode of Community from their last season on Yahoo, where they get a virtual reality system from 1993.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. Keith David. Awesome.
All right. I'll check it out.
Every time he does something, you just got to go, and Jesus wept.
And the last story I want to go over is EA has big news for E3. They're not going.
Boom, take that, E3.
Boom, take that, huge chunk of cash.
No,
that just means they're going to be starting their own thing.
Yeah, well, at first I was wondering if they were going to go. I remember back in the day when Sega didn't go, it was because they were broke. Same thing with THQ.
Yeah, but maybe this is actually good for everyone. Yet the big company is out there, and it's really to see what you can't... Like, you know what you don't know is happening.
Yeah, and look at
because EA, everything they do, you know it's gonna happen. It's big projects.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so, all Star Wars now.
And think of use Comic Con as an example.
Yeah,
Marvel skipped San Diego Comic Con last year,
right?
Because they went to the big I think it's called like D3, the Disney convention.
Oh, that was Mickey himself probably made him do that though.
Yeah, but think of the perks they got the whole show.
Okay, themselves. When I first read the headline, I was like, oh, I got to read more. Okay. So would you guys like to know more?
Yes.
They are renting out Club Nokia in the same complex. It's going to be a three-day fest, just like E3. I believe it's on the same weekend. And here's the catch. E3 is not open to the public, as we all know.
Right, insiders.
It's looking like EA is going to open it to the public.
There you go. Exactly.
So there's going to be a party across the street from E3, and I might be there.
Let's go.
All right. Right. I mean, like, that's a big game changer, man.
VG3 will be there.
Do you guys think that this would cause E3 to rethink their ideas of bringing the public?
Give it a year or two.
Of course.
Let's see how this thing pans out. But I think it.
100%.
I think you're right.
They probably
turn into
already,
like a PAX almost. Or
they're probably already making changes to be like, okay, well, let's let in like a small, let's see how it works out. Like, let's say 2,000 people a day.
That's why I'm saying give it a year or two, let them figure it out. But if this thing's a success, they're dead.
I love the move.
They have no choice.
I love the move. I hate EA, but with all my heart, but I do love the move.
Yeah. And this is a convention culture we live in. Everything's got a convention they need to start.
Speaking of three guys who go to Comic Con, I got to say that it is exciting.
Yeah, but I think these big entities really don't need it, though.
They don't. They don't need it. You're right.
They seem out of place there with their monster.
But at Comic-Con, I do see these iOS games trying to make it to the fans.
Yeah, but they're trying to get what they are out there. No one knows.
Well, maybe E3 can start doing that, getting a little couple smaller booths out there.
They should.
E3 does that. Hell yeah, they should. But they just don't let people in to see.
I know.
And that's the problem.
And they're probably eaten up by developers and producers that's getting wined and dined by the big company.
That's kind of the point of going, I think. Is
it is. It was more of a prestigious thing. Hopefully it comes out to the fans more. So the way E3 works, where if some people don't know, usually the week ramping up, starting on Monday, I think Xbox usually starts off on Monday, starts announcing what's going to be at E3.
Yeah.
Last year, Bethesda jumped the gun and came out with a Sunday night Fallout 4, hey guys, look at me, and that rocked our worlds, but EA already announced that they will be coming out the Sunday night before, which is nice. They're at least telling them they're jumping the gun a little bit. I don't know if that means Bethesda's going to jump to Saturday. We're going to get a whole Christmas versus Thanksgiving thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm keeping my eye on this, man. This should be awesome.
I wonder what the new Bethesda thing would be.
Skyrim or Fallout, I would guess.
But they just put out an Elder Scrolls game, and they just put out a Fallout game.
They did.
Maybe they got
original. Well, Fallout Shelter, right? Fallout Shelters?
That's a iOS thing.
Yeah. Well, give it a little love or something.
Yeah, but that's not an announcement.
I know. All right. So, you guys ready for this quiz?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
This is a test. Top quiz, hotshot. Test.
Just once in one of these new Mortal Kombat games, I want them to put that song in there.
Song's boss, man. Song was
right. Bad. You want to fight to it?
You know, it actually was a number one hit. I think
in the 90s.
Oh, who did
the album went to number one?
It was good.
It was
man.
A huge hit.
I had it.
Everyone had it.
Everyone
had it. It was just like I guess before you could buy the single and just like you know.
Speaking of songs, there are plenty of YouTube parodies for video games as well as original songs out there. That I love. I play them over and over. I don't know anyone else who likes to groove on a song while they're playing a little bit. But this week I was listening to I'll get into it when we have that question and you'll see why. But I was listening to a Fallout song, a song, you know, that somebody made. I said, why don't I throw those up there?
I like it.
So I will be playing 45 seconds of these songs. If you can identify which game it's about, obviously you get the point. We're going to do it a little differently this week because I want fans to listen to the full 45 seconds. So I'm going to ask you guys not to chatter too much. Just
don't jump in. Guys.
Well, you can jump in. Just say the name. I go right. And we continue to listen. So people have a little something to groove on. And hopefully they find these guys on YouTube and go for it. Some of these, I do know the names because there are people I actually know and follow. Some of them, I don't know the name. I got them off YouTube. I'm asking for people to look them up, but they have been shared a couple times, and I don't want to give somebody credit for it where I found it.
Right, yeah.
That didn't get it. Okay. That didn't originally make it.
Makes sense.
The first one, remember you're naming the game, not the parody song, Giant Shock. I already see a problem. First one. Negative.
With you all around, we'll master this campaign. We're glad you came. We're glad you came. Nades fall like hail on me, and there are way too many enemies. But I am glad that you're here saving me. Let's do this like we did in Halo 3, Master Chief. Load your rifles now.
I think I might have to go with Halo, Dan.
Halo 4. Excellent song, excellent video, too. Very, very cool video. Just by the way, I cut some of these a little bit because there's like a long version I wanted to keep under 45 seconds so I don't get sued.
Sure.
Not that I would off a parody song. I don't know if that could happen.
Probably not.
But if you can get sued off of burning discs, then who knows? Next one.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, wreaking havoc on the world I see.
baby. I've been checking cars. I won't be counting dollars. I'll be racking stars.
Point for Giants.
Yeah, I'll be racking stars. I play this high like 100 times, yet I always seem to die. Since I've got infinite lives, I'll give something else a try. Kill just for the thrill, all through the Rockford Hills. And I don't think I'll stop until a lot more blood is spilled.
These very, very talented people.
Yes.
Very talented.
I like people. That one.
It was a good
the
one.
The lyrics are, if it wasn't about a game I knew, I would be very worried about that guy.
Yeah, yeah. And if it wasn't a song that I don't particularly care for,
yeah,
then I might like it more. But as was, the lyrics were very smart, and I do enjoy it.
The rock star part was
cool. All right, so we got a tie going on right now. Let's hit third and remedy that.
Pokemon.
You got it.
Flobots.
Handlebars. Flobots.
Look at me, look at me. Hands in the air, cause I'm trying to be the best. And I'm a Pokemaster. Even when the gyms are all filled with trainers, I can show you how to use a potion. I can show you where to get a great ball. I can take apart my Pokedex, and I can almost put it back together. I don't think Mudkips are a joke. I can tell you about Professor Oak. I know all the words to the Poke rap, and even Team Rocket's stupid intro. Me and my friends want a Gyarados, so me and my friends raised a Magikarp. Guess how long it took? I can't do anything that I want, cause look, I can teach you cut to my Raticate.
I like this one.
I like it better than the original song.
Better than the original.
This is one of those ones that I swear it feels like there should be a video to it, and there wasn't. It was just a black screen, so I don't think the source that I got it from was the original. Please, please do your homework for these people and give them the likes they deserve.
That was a really good one.
All right.
I want to play Pokemon now.
This one, actually, no, I know you both enjoy this series, and it was mentioned before in this episode. Let's see what we got. This is an original one that's not a parody, which I tend to enjoy more, but let's do it.
How many fools can I kill today?
Whoever yells first.
It's another good one.
Excellent.
I had raised my hand when I heard Bow, and I was like, that's probably like
Fallout.
Far Cry.
Or, I mean, Far Cry. You went
and then
Far Cry?
He said Tomahawk. I was like, oh, shit. There's a Tomahawk there.
Maybe in the new one. I would imagine.
Oh, definitely in the new one.
Okay. This one I expect Max to get, even though Giant Shock is... actually, you're tied again. My bad. This one I expect for a Max one, but the words come out fast, so just yell them out, fellas. No raising hands.
No raising hands? All right.
Saints Row.
Negative.
Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty? You think this was made from your iOS game even?
He's saying a portal gun.
Oh, it's... My brain has been craving it back since Portal hit Steam. It's Portal. No commute to work, I'd have the Portal Express. I misheard... One in my closet, orange one at my desk. When my roommate is annoying and been toying with my stuff, I chew the portal underneath the man, just punch him in the nuts. I order delivery, get it fast like this one. Cause once it leaves the restaurant, it goes right through a portal. Never late for a date, just ask my lady friend.
No, it was not Lonely Island. It sounds like it.
It sounds like Lonely Island.
You misheard Portal, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured. No points to anyone.
It's a portal gun. I was like, all right.
This one's the one that I have. Actually, no. You know what? I'll go for one more. Then I'm going to play the one that I've been pumping all week. And then...
if it's that fucking Batman song.
Maybe. Two after that. Oh, the Batman one. I got to bring that back from A-Squad. Oof. Don't act like you didn't love it. Yes, I'm Louis
shit up. Yes, I killed you, baby. Yes, I'm on a kill streak, paladin ready. Yes, it rocks you up. You're pushing them daisies. You were never gonna kill me. I dominate, baby. Best believe that. Make your brain split over this map. I am causing a
view.
Jump to your head, snap in your neck, leave you all dead. I'm a fucking savage. Turn my gun like nobody. I love the funky rhythm it plays. I wanna hear the sounds of the game like.
Dude's really into Call of Duty.
He loves it. Or David Guetta, I guess. I don't know.
Combine his two loves.
Okay.
Everything about that was alien to Pete.
I know.
What are these weird noises?
Okay, so we got three more. This one's one I've been pumping all week, and the other two I can confirm on who actually came out with the song.
When I was younger, life was great. Remember when the bomb blew up the world, but I escaped. And so I'm traveling, looking for my son. I walk a million.
Definitely tell Adele. Chicks don't have fights like that.
Good song.
It is good.
Good cut.
But I haven't looked for my son one bit in that game.
I'm also not a girl. I always make myself.
Did you see the SNL bit with that song? Where they're, it's like the middle part where she's talking, and then when it goes to the chorus, like the people who are having these fights are just like screaming. They're like, what the fuck is going on? Because like videos like that.
I haven't actually seen the original video.
It was
have to see the original video and then
I like Adele just fine. Yeah. And that's a good cover.
She's pretty good. She's got like a Cockney accent in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like a dock worker. And big man hands. She could have been helping
Hawk
throw.
Hawk hands, Adele, they used to call
If we
her.
Threw the tea off the boat, her grandma put it on, I'll tell you that. That's enough Adele hate.
Pilgrim's landed on her.
So here's the next two. I can confirm afterwards. This one coming up for Valentine's Day for the romantics out there. Right now we are 3-3, so you guys might want to listen up.
The Monster Mash.
Now, warning, you guys are going to want to say, I wish it was the Monster Mash. Such a good Simpsons reference.
You played the wrong thing again.
Why are you doing this to me, Marty? All right, but for those of you, now, I know what you guys are going to want to jump to in the beginning, but you might not want to do that. Just hint, heads up.
Princess, and I'll be your toad. I'll follow behind you on Rainbow Road. Protect you from red shells wherever
Mario
we
Kart.
Go. I promise.
I'm raising my hand again.
No one will touch us if we pick up a star. And if you spin out, you can ride in our cart. When we slide together, we generate sparks in our wheels and our hearts. And the finish line is just around the bend.
What song was that parodying?
None. Original song.
It's a very romantic song, but if I sang that to my girl, she'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Man named Sam Hart.
Thank you, Sam Hart.
He has a couple, actually, video game parodies, but he also has, originals, I suppose I would say, but he also has, he's got one set of pipes on him, and he is available on iTunes. That song is available on iTunes. It's a nice song. I own it. Jimmy Fallon and Selena Gomez did a version of it, and it took me forever to figure out whether Jimmy came up with it or Sam Hart, but I can confirm Sam Hart wrote that song. I don't know if there was a legal battle or if he allowed Jimmy to do it, but it was touch and go for a while. Good on you, Sam. And this last one is one of my favorite parody voice actors.
The Monster Mash.
They did the mash. No, the last one. So as it stands now, Giant has 3 and Max has 4. We'll see where this goes, but the last one is one of my absolute favorite YouTube artists. They have an amazing video, and I'll talk more about them after this.
You know what to do with that big clay pot.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Jiggle,
jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
We have a tie.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Just a little bit of
lullaby, lullaby on that flute. Time travel like that British Time Lord dude. Sporting this tunic, green, red, or blue. My outfit's fire than a halo suit. Oh, Zelda, woo. I hit these pilots like a skull tulip. Go ahead, ride that hip on up. You boss like that big Oma. Cause you know what to do with that big clay pot.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Turn into a dance party in here.
I love it. K-Face over at K-Face TV on YouTube and K-Face Rules on iTunes. They do amazing stuff. You guys have probably heard me pump. They do a Harry Potter remix. That's the probably one I pump the most. They also do Talk Nerdy to Me, which you guys, I think I've played on the show before.
I've heard
Poison
that one.
Poison sucks, bro.
What?
Poison stinks.
No, you made that same joke. It's all. It's not Talk Dirty to Me Poison. It's Talk Dirty to Me, the newer one.
The newer one.
Damn it.
Was that the drive-in?
At the drive-in.
No, but these guys are really good, and their video productions are top-notch, top-notch. All
right.
So we have a tie. I did bring a tiebreaker of a song that was of lesser quality of one of the games that were already parodied tonight. So this will be the tiebreaker. Remember to yell it out, no hand raising. Let's do it.
Negative.
I kind of had a thing
it's
for you,
fantasy.
But couldn't stand that
negative
chorus,
once again.
It was lame.
Did it just go into Zelda again?
Soraya from Ocarina of Time.
I always said sorry.
Hey, oh, did you?
Yeah.
Alright.
Caused my ears pain.
It's like Soraya.
Hey there, Soraya. Haven't spoken in a while. There's a special girl I've met, a princess who has some real style. Yes, it's true.
Max?
Zelda. Do you want the specific game?
No, I don't. I named the specific game. You are tonight's winner.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Max Barracuda.
You're sampling the best.
Don't have a lot to say, just one of these days, there's going to be a challenge coming through this door. And
you think
really,
Holly Holmes is going
to
show up?
I'm anxious to get there, because it's not happening. It's becoming embarrassing.
You just got to keep training. Keep training.
I'm at top of my game.
I don't know anyone here is going to beat him.
I'm Little Mac in a room full of Glass Joes.
Oh, Glass Joe. Oh, God. Can I any rebuttal, Glass Joe?
Nah, man.
He went...
Let's bring that debate back, man.
Yeah, we used to do the debate in A-Squad, and we will be bringing back some things. I remember A-Squad Confessions.
You might not hear Pete on the show anymore after the debate comes
out. Old School Game of the Week.
Please.
We did History. We did... what else did we do? These were all fun segments that I'd love to bring back when we have the time. Mm-hmm. Speaking of new segments, I decided to hit a new segment this week before we get into the discussion, and that is first looks, where we actually, you know, we've all seen uncrating videos. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be watching trailers of a video game that is coming out for the first time. I found a trailer that neither of you have seen before, and we're going to play them live and see what you think.
BG times 3 first looks.
Production value.
All right, all set. Remember, everyone, this is in Japanese, but you will be hearing our reaction. This is Pikachu, Detective Pikachu.
Is that the Sherlock theme?
It is, but it's, you can tell it's by maybe the same chip tune. Is anyone else freaked out that Pikachu has, like, a legit voice?
I'm not even hearing him talk.
That's him.
That's him talking?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's a middle-aged Japanese man.
He just turned... Yeah. It's going to be on DS.
We're going to be yelling at people in the street. Oh, everyone should go look at this.
Is this a game?
Yeah, oh, I saw a pigeon. Is that a Pidgey? Or is that... Oh, look, other Pokemon.
He's being chased by a tree.
He's walking around. He's got this cute, cute Sherlock hat on. Oh, the other Pikachu doesn't talk like him. Why has this one got the meow thing going on?
He sounds like he has a matcha on the...
All right, so that was the first look at Detective Pikachu, a game in which Pikachu is running out and running around the... Tokyo, I would imagine, in a adorable Sherlock hat.
They gotta change his voice to be more Pikachu-ish, man. I don't like the deep Japanese, like, I have found a clue.
I'm in love with it. I'm in love with the whole idea.
First thoughts after watching that, though? What the fuck is
this? We've seen the Pokemon branch out to other games. Smash Brothers, we've seen them in.
Smash Pokemon Brothers. Snap?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I guess you could count Pokemon Dungeon,
Pokemon,
too. This is
Pokemon
a
Stadium.
This is very much out of their wheelhouse, I suppose I would say. But good. I think that nothing good or nothing but good can come out
Nintendo
of this situation.
Needs to do more stuff like that.
I think so, too.
They take an established character that will sell and put him in a weird situation. It's worked for them in the past.
Definitely.
Now, do you guys think this will help out the Pokemon franchise?
No.
No?
That franchise is doing fine.
The franchise is doing fine, but...
I don't think that's going to get anyone any more jacked up for Pokemon than...
No, they'll just earn a few extra bucks.
Can you guys think of any particular series that it did not do well to add them into
an odd
environment?
Yeah, there's a role-playing Sonic the Hedgehog game that was terrible. It was on, I think, Sega Dreamcast, where he... Or maybe it was even maybe Xbox 360. Not positive, but anyway, he like ran around a city, did like little quests to
get... Was it an RPG?
It was RPG with Sonic levels in it. It was fucking bad.
Right. I could think of a Nintendo one that's sort of Metroid Other M.
Okay.
Which took you out of the regular Metroid play style and turned it into more of a button mashy kind of action game. And it was awful.
See, my mind went straight to Mario Kart, which is extremely successful.
Well, Mario... He can
tennis. Do. Mario Tennis.
But yeah, but the thing is, you had a solid game backing it. Like, if you put other characters in there...
You do now. With Pokemon.
No, but the game that they're branching out to was a solid game.
Right.
You gotta remember, for every Mario Kart, there's like a million Mario Paint. Like,
well, wait, yeah, what
Mario
you're saying is
keyboard.
Quality dictates.
Mario reads stereo instructions.
Yeah, this looks quality to me. I mean,
yeah,
it's cute.
It's that voice. That voice is throwing me.
I like it.
I couldn't tell it was Pikachu talking. For most of that, until they actually showed his mouth moving.
I think it's cute. I think it's just like any other... Like, I've watched children's shows, you know, with my kids, where it's obvious where they're going with it. You know, this is Pikachu in the realm of Sherlock Holmes. You know, it's a parody.
Well, I just hope that when they port it over to English, that whoever does the voice of Nick Valentine from Fallout does the voice of Detective Pikachu.
I want Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
See, this could have been cooler for me if...
Or George Takei could do it, too.
Oh,
I need a real deep one.
It would have been cool for me if they, instead of being so like light and fluffy with that crazy Japanese voice, if it was just like True Detective Season 1, where like...
It's funny that you say that. YouTube already has one where somebody dubbed True Detective over it. It's a very, very good video.
Yeah, man, that would be way cooler, I think.
I mean, that would be cool, but...
It's like, oh my god, he caught them all.
Yeah,
but I think it'll be fine.
Time is
I think
a complete circle.
I think they are switching it up, and it's just going to be a Sherlock thing with the Pokemon in it. I've seen little kids shows where I go, all right, this is definitely Star Wars, you know, right off the bat, where the bubble guppies found themselves in like a weird situation. I was like, this is Star Wars. All right, I know where they're going with it. We've all seen like where
What's a bubble guppy?
It's a children's cartoon, Pete. So, we've all seen all right, to put it in another way, we've all seen that particular episode of, like, Ninja Turtles or something, where it's like, all right, they're biting off the Wizard of Oz. I get it. I know what's going to happen.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You know? I think it's just going to be another one of those with, I think they're successful because they have immediate characters you recognize.
Bubble guppies.
They're a wildly successful franchise on Nick Jr. Sir. Anyway,
to your point,
I think it looks good.
You're right. It'll be interesting. I don't think this is a game changer. I don't think this game is going to break any records.
I think
it will.
This might be the last time you ever talk about that game.
Oh, Pikachu? Detective Pikachu?
I think so, yeah.
You know I can hold on to some. I've mentioned Shaq Fu's new one multiple times. Far longer than anyone else. I'm the only one. The only one backing that horse.
I'm not usually the hater, but like that commercial did nothing for me. I was like, so wait, you're solving crimes? Like,
I'm all for
what if it's in VR? What if I up the ante? Would you like that?
Yeah, sure. You know, why don't we add that to the fucking stew of shitty things that's going on with that game?
What if you get to use his powers? What if you need to pickpocket something off a guy running from a stagecoach? Or actually, it was modern times. That's not going to happen. But you got to use Quick Attack. You know?
I'm cool with it. Yeah, sure.
I think it's going to be good.
I'll be intrigued to see. Am I going to spend cash money on this thing? No.
I will. I'll put it right next to Shaq Fu. And the new Toe Jam and Earl coming out.
You wouldn't even waste a Pokeball on that thing.
I throw a Master Ball at this thing. Are you crazy? All right. Anyway, I did want to talk about our question of the week last week, of course. I got no love on the Twitter for it because it is a difficult question. So I'm going to start throwing out, let's say, cookie questions, you know, to start people off. It's only our third episode. I can't rely too much on the public that doesn't know us. But last week, we did ask if there is a human face to gaming, who would it be when you close your eyes and think human face? Max, who'd you come up with?
The Walt Disney of video games, Miyamoto.
Okay. All right. You see him?
I see his big smiley face.
All right. I mean,
the man created some of the best known characters. There is a human face, the guy who really brought all this to the forefront, it's him.
Giant Shot?
I mean, I don't want to just go be lame-o, be basically Great Pete, but, you know, I guess it would be him. I mean, other than that, the only one I could really think of that, like, changed the game a lot for, you know, it was Cliffy B. Like, I remember, like, knowing who that guy was.
It is funny to me that you say that, because my name's Cliffy B. I know it's weird.
I don't think I'd go with Cliffy B.
I know Microsoft wants me to go with Larry Herbig, like gangbusters.
No.
The problem with Larry Herbig, and I love him, he's a really nice guy, really good dude. I feel like he's one of those guys that you could just, like, Xbox would come out and be like, oh, now it's this guy. And I'd be like, oh, okay, now it's that guy.
Right.
And I just would not think about Larry Herbig.
That's my argument for Miyamoto.
Unfortunately.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he is the guy.
He made, you know, he was 80s gaming, like, you know, that basically he made all those big, you know, entities in Nintendo and shit.
I remember John Romero a lot in the mags when I was going over it, you know, Game Pro,
yeah, but he,
Game Players when I owned it.
He lost his title, you know, he botched up a couple things.
I think he just, well,
I forgot the name of the game.
Business decisions, but he's still, you know, there.
Yeah, but there was a big, I forget what the game was that was, it was like a 90s thing. I'm going to have to do some research on it before I claim this is gospel.
Right.
But, yeah,
he lost
the trust for a little bit.
He's a solid dude, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
You're just saying that because he favorited your tweet.
God. That got me so excited.
What about Gabe Newell?
Gabe Newell? You know who I thought? If you want to finish your thought on Gabe Newell.
Well, he's changing the game currently.
Okay.
People know him by name.
That's true.
I can recognize his face. And he's a interesting cat. Let's get this whole Steam thing going.
Okay. I mean, like, Boone and Talbis back in the day, I suppose.
Right, Ed Boone, you could throw in there.
I mean, they were Mortal Kombat to me.
These are all people who could have taken the title at any point in my life. But right now, it's for me, it's Cliffy B. Cliffy B got me excited about Gears of War. I think he's...
if there's actually a literal face to gaming on the reel, then I forget which guy it was, but whoever did Toasty!
Toasty guy? Yeah.
That was Ed Boon.
Then, yeah.
It's gotta be him. I know his face. I'll recognize that shit for the day.
You know, for me, it was a toss-up. Nowadays, again, like I said, Peter Monolou was there. He has a bit of negative press to him. People call him a liar. I don't think he's a liar. I think he just gets excited about something and talks about the possibilities before he finds out that they are not really viable.
Sure.
Oh, that guy.
What about Kojima?
I was going to say the guy who did Metal Gear.
He's a rock star right now.
Yeah, and he's going on his world tour, so to speak.
Yeah.
He's all over Twitter, going all around looking for people to help him. He's pretty good.
I like him. He's like the Frank Miller of video games, thinking outside the box in weird ways, and
you know,
doing it his own way.
To me, though, Cliffy B is the only one that seems like And maybe it's just good PR. First off, he's amazing at PR for video games. We all know that.
I want to say he's like the only video game maker that tried to like reach out to the audience.
He's approachable.
You know what I'm saying? Like
that's exactly what I was going for. He's approachable.
He tried to reach out to his fans and the audience to help him make a better game.
Almost, you know, I was going to go with Monolu, and it was a tie between Monolu and Cliff at this point. But the thing about Cliff is that whenever I see Monolu, he's kind of standing there with his fingers templed, and he's like talking almost like a Steve Jobs, and Cliff is just so excited about the project he's on. He's just.
But that's why I go with Miyamoto.
He was always excited.
He's always excited. He pours his life and poured his whole life into these things, created franchises that your mother knows these games.
I think as far as the Mount Rushmore, his spot's there, man. You can't take him off that.
We're talking about the face, though. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know what? I think I'm putting in future, too, because Cliff's putting in a lot of work nowadays for the future.
So you're going to speculate, put it out there, say you think he's going to do great
things? Yeah, I do.
I hope so. I mean, I don't know a lot of a lot of his product is, all I really know is Gears, right? What else? Has he done anything else major?
He's got a big one coming up.
Okay.
Plus, he's so handsome. No. Monolu's not a lot to look at,
you
know?
He's a dapper dude. He's a dapper man.
No, I do like Monolu's soothing voice, though.
Like gravy.
It is like British butter.
It's like red velvet cake.
No, it's cool. And Monolu does have some good ideas, but like I said, like you can't always trust what he says. Cliffy B says what he means, and he means what he says. Mm-hmm. So this week's question, I'm going to try and throw out an easy one. Okay. A cookie wookie, if you will. So, and I'm going to try and give it 2 weeks in advance. I'm going to scrap the idea of answering questions every week until we get at least over 20 listeners. And I'm going to throw out, though, earlier on in the week, and I saw that, Pete, you saw that on Facebook, I asked the question, and we're going to answer it in 2 weeks. Mario Maker was down because they found a glitch in it where people were just doing ridiculous stuff and speedrunning these situations that they couldn't possibly do. And they took it down. What game would you like to see a maker in, so to speak, where you could design it yourself? And now, I know Halo's had their hand in, of course, Minecraft is all that.
Yep.
But what old school game, probably? We'll be answering that ourselves 2 weeks from now. And hopefully, I'm going to throw it up on Facebook and Twitter, and hopefully I can get some people involved.
I actually have a backup question, too, that hit me.
Did you?
Earlier.
Did you have one that you wanted me to throw up?
Well, if you want to use it, I got one.
We can.
The discussion we were having before the show, mm-hmm. while watching this Assassin's Creed game being played.
Correct.
Yearly game franchises, yay or nay? Are you happy that you're getting your favorite game every year? Or do you feel like they're just getting more watered
down?
That's
a good one. You know what? Tell you what, we'll answer that one next week, and then mine will answer 2 weeks. We'll try for a short hit and a long hit. We'll see what we get.
Okay.
Cast our...
3 weeks from now, we're doing cast the long our,
yeah. So, yeah, all right. So that's a great one for next week. Answer whether or not you are excited when you see it coming out every year. Do you prefer them every year? Do you prefer them to polish them more? Do you prefer them every decade, like Kingdom Hearts or The Last Guardian? What do you like?
Yeah. Or is it Assassin's Creed and Far Cry where you get them pretty regularly?
Right. Madden is excluded, of course.
Well, sports franchises.
Right.
I wouldn't even count those amongst this.
All right, so with that question, both questions to ruminate on, I'm going to wrap it up this week, unless you guys had anything else to say. Good?
We're good.
No. All right, so we'll see everybody next week, and thanks for playing.
Trainers. I can show you how to use a potion. I can show you where to get a great ball. I can take apart my Pokédex and I can almost put it back together. I don't think Mudkips are a joke. I can tell you about Professor Oak. I know all the words to the Poké Rap and even Team Rocket's stupid intro. Me and my friends want a Gyarados, so me and my friends raised a Magikarp. Guess how long it took? I can't do anything that I want, cause look.